USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after Democrats in the U.S. House filed two articles of impeachment against him, the president calls the charges flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous. He speaks at a rally held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment.
The House Judiciary Committee will begin consideration of those two articles of impeachment against the president at a meeting this evening. One of them alleges abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. The full House expected to debate and vote on Trump's impeachment next week. The U.S. is turning four military bases over to South Korea today, also starting the process of turning over the former American military headquarters in the heart of Seoul. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Five people are wounded after a suicide bomber set off explosives outside the main U.S. military base in Afghanistan hours ago. A regional government spokeswoman saying all the people injured were Afghans. No group has claimed responsibility yet for the attack, which has come as the U.S. is trying to restart peace talks with the Taliban. President Trump has less than a week to decide whether he'll impose more tariffs on Chinese imports. He's set December 15th, which is this upcoming Sunday, as the date for tariffs on nearly $160 billion in consumer goods from China. 15% tariffs scheduled for items including video game consoles, computer monitors, toys, and clothing. Retail analysts say raising prices on those items 10 days before Christmas could really hurt holiday sales. 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The administration's southern border policies appear to be effective. Here we get more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan is praising the Trump administration's immigration crackdown at the southern border, especially how the president addresses some of the loopholes that are allowing children to be used by adults to get into the United States.
I think where the credit really belongs, Brian, is to this president and this administration because of the focus and the initiatives that organizations like CBP and our partner agencies have implemented has caused those numbers to go down. And remember, the really driving factor of this crisis was families come from Central America because they were told, and they were right, because of loopholes, you grab a kid, that was your entry into the United States. Because of this president, these initiatives, we have shut that down. Since the peak of May, we have reduced that by 85% families coming from the Northern Triangle country.
And again, that report filed by USA Radio's Tim Berg. And the Man of Steel sharing his secret identity with the world in the latest Superman comic book that's out today. In the number 18 issue, the Son of Krypton is said to reveal that he and Daily Planet reporter Clark Kent are the same person. While he's been outed in the past, this will be a permanent decision that could potentially change the DC comic universe for good. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.